You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
How damned hot it has been for the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
Well, we were blessed all week last week. There was only one day where we had the real temperature that we were expected to have because of the rain. Yeah. But now, it's hot.
I mean, it is hot in Topeka.
And the truck I'm driving right now has no AC, so...
Oh, bro.
You see me driving down the road, leaning out of the window, praying
warm
for mercy.
Air.
Your truck AC is broken?
Well, my truck is in the shop. I'm driving a different truck at the moment.
Okay.
And that one's AC
no
is
AC
broken?
In
or
that
the one,
one
that you got over at Sailor's?
No, the one that I'm driving. The one that I drove to work today. Let's just say when I got here, I needed a shower.
How many cars do you have, bro?
I borrowed one from my family.
All right.
Good boy.
Care to guess what city has the worst traffic in the United States?
Kansas City.
Hang on. And this is based on your average commute time, your commute time change from last year, weekday congestion times, et cetera, et cetera.
It would have to be New York or L.A.
New York is number 6. L.A. is number 2.
Wait, New York is number 6?
Mm-hmm.
L.A. is number 2, like San Francisco?
Number 4.
Who's worse than New York and L.A.? Chicago?
Doesn't even make the top 10.
I take the L.
I think that's a big thing with New York as well, is a lot of people take the subway.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort Worth, not in the top 10.
Oh.
Negative ghost.
All right, you got to tell me that. I got nothing.
Number 10, San Jose, California.
Okay.
Number 9, Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
Number 8, Seattle, Washington. Number 7, most god-awful city in these United States.
Atlanta, Georgia?
No.
Oh.
Do you know what city?
You hate Houston. I don't know why.
Number 7 is Houston, Texas. God, I hate that town. Number 6, New York. Number 5, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. A girlfriend of mine just said Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Number 4, San Francisco. Number 3, Miami, Florida. Number 2, L.A. Number 1.
Yeah?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Where did we fare here? Let's see. St. Louis is 46th. Okay. Kansas City, Missouri. You did not disappoint. 42.
Okay.
I've driven in St. Louis. I would rather drive in Kansas City than St. Louis.
Every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, to drive in St. Louis, you have to be in St. Louis.
Like, and you have to be armed.
Scott.
You do.
For the most part, you can get almost anywhere in Kansas. For the most part, I don't mean St. Joe to Olathe, but for the most part, 25 minutes.
Excuse me?
For the most part.
Live in Johnson County.
From point A to point B, 25 minutes.
And you're only going in Johnson County.
No, when I lived in Leawood, I could be in Lee's Summit in 20 minutes.
I live in Western Shawnee. I can't be in Lee's Summit in less than 45 minutes.
But if you're centrally located, so like I can get to basically anywhere in the city in about 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I could get to Lawrence quicker than I can get to Lee's Summit.
That's actually true.
Well, you decided to go to Western.
That's actually true.
I like it out in
The issue with D.C. is that there are more people that work in D.C. every day than the population of D.C.
Yeah, they all come in from Reston and
Arlington and
all the other places. Yeah. Did you hear that an 80s rock star was pulled over in our fine state of Kansas en route to his show?
Who is it?
Now, just wait, because I had to think about this artist.
All right, don't give me the band. Okay. Is he in a band or a solo artist?
Sheriff's deputies in Kansas made an unexpected traffic stop on Friday when they pulled over a vehicle carrying none other than 1980s pop rock icon.
Icon?
John Waite.
Oh, John Waite.
I ain't missing you at all.
Also was in The Babies and Bad English.
Okay, but I'm going to be honest. When I think John Waite, I think I ain't missing you at all. And then I don't know any of the songs.
Yes, you do.
80s pop rock icon is Huey Lewis.
You know. No. Sam, I'll need audio here.
Sergeant Justin Rugg conducted the stop as the group was headed to Dodge City for a performance at the United Wireless Arena. A longtime fan, Sergeant Rugg couldn't hide his excitement. I'm not even on cloud nine, he said.
He was just here in Kansas City.
I'm like on cloud 12, he said after meeting the English rock singer.
Huh.
Best known for hits like, Oh, Missing You, Yes, and When I See You Smile.
Quit the fight.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I see you, baby, and everything's all right.
Everything's all right. Okay, you're right. They were pulled over for speeding.
Yep.
Waite's band continued on their way with deputies wishing them, quote, a rockin' time. It doesn't say whether they got a warning or they got a ticket.
You know a lot of his songs. He's like Journey adjacent.
Okay.
Here, let me see if I can get this
No.
one. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Can't use that word anymore.
You know this one?
Okay, yeah. I'm just proud that the deputy recognized him. You know, be honest, Scott. It's not like you pulled over Paul McCartney or even...
I would know John Waite.
Even the deputy who pulled over Justin Timberlake. And
this
then when
is going to ruin the tour.
When he looked at the driver's license, gave it back, and this is going to ruin the tour.
What
the deputy
tour?
Goes, what tour?
The world tour.
The world tour. The guy's like, sir, I have no idea who you are.
I don't think John Waite would ever say, this is going to ruin the tour.
No, he'd go, this is going to ruin the tour.
He's supposed to be in. He is British.
In British.
He is. Do you know this one?
The heaven that you showed me.
No.
I've been waiting all my life.
No, I don't go deep into their catalog.
Well, I do.
I know you do. I do not.
Everybody knows who John Waite is.
Okay.
I do not.
Be quiet.
Okay, I'm just going to try to get through this next story. Okay?
Okay.
A serial criminal has been arrested again in Burbank. He was last arrested in 2023 after a viral video caught him in the act doing what it is that he does.
What does he do?
I will read the headline of the story as it appears from KTLA. Serial butt sniffer arrested again in Burbank.
Was he a dog?
A man who has been arrested multiple times.
I did not see that one coming.
Sniffing women's rear ends while in public.
Butt sniffer?
Was arrested again this week for the same crime. 38-year-old Khalees Karen Crowder was arrested Tuesday by police officers with the Burbank Police Department at the Walmart in Burbank. Police had originally responded to the nearby Nordstrom Rack in the same shopping center for a report of a suspicious man loitering in the women's department. When officers arrived, they were informed that the suspect had already left, but he was located a short while later at the Walmart across the parking lot. Officers used the store's security camera to follow the man as he moved around various departments, and then they observed him following a female customer into the women's department, crouching behind the woman and engaging in, quote, lewd behavior by inappropriately sniffing her buttocks.
Butt sniffer.
That is in the police report.
butt sniffer.
Engaged in lewd behavior by inappropriately sniffing her buttocks. Well, police confronted the man and eventually detained him. It was later revealed that he is, in fact, a registered sex offender. He's on parole for doing the same thing. He made national headlines in August of 2023 for committing the same act on a woman at Barnes & Noble.
Did it say?
It was in the Zelvel aisle.
Okay. Somebody wants to know, did it say inappropriate?
It says inappropriate lewd act. Crouched down.
Somebody wants to know on the text line, is there such a thing as an appropriate butt sniffing?
I don't think so, but there are
the text line.
Still photos of him crouched. Describe what you see, sir.
Well, what I see is what looks like it might be an employee, somebody holding a book.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble.
He is down pretending to look at some merchandise. Okay. And he's got his head turned, and then she
moves in.
She has her back facing him, and he moves in for the sniff.
Look, I'm just telling all you all, if you think you've had a bad day today, you do not know a bad day. If you think maybe there are some things that you could improve upon in your life, always, always remember that there's a man in Burbank who has been arrested multiple times for doing what we just described.
Okay, from the text line.
Don't knock until you try it.
No, that's not what I was going to read. That's not what I was about to read, but I saw that one. This is gross, but why is it illegal?
His bail was set at $100,000.
If he doesn't touch them.
He's expected back in court August 1st because it is done with an intent to titillate.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
And therefore, it makes it illegal lewd behavior.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I want to hear from our teachers. I want to hear from our parents. A Tennessee school district came out this week and said, we will no longer accept a doctor's note for your child's absence.
Why?
You are expected to be in school.
What if I'm sick?
A Tennessee school district has announced it will no longer accept doctor's notes to excuse student absences, arguing that it's a lesson, quote, in work ethic. The Lawrence County School System says in order to combat high truancy rates, it will no longer accept doctor's notes as valid excuses for absenteeism. Parents argue, due to the rule, prolonged illnesses may now lead to a referral for juvenile court for truancy.
What if I'm legitimately sick?
Officials argue children are not expected to come to... those officials arguing children would now be expected to come to work sick or injured.
Correct.
And that's not good for well kids.
Well, they would make other kids sick.
One official told parents, you're going to have them figure this out when they go to work one day. Quote, we have all gone to work sick and hurt and beat up. School officials say
I've never gone to work beat up.
School officials say there will be a system to validate students' absences if they have a chronic condition. They would not elaborate what those chronic conditions
What if I have COVID?
Might be, but if you have sniffles, get your butt to class.
I would agree with you on that one. And who would take their kid to the doctor for the sniffles?
You can fail the grade, you can fail the course, and you will be petitioned to court.
You'd be surprised, Scott.
Would I?
There were some serial not-in-classers when I was going through school.
Listen to this. In Tennessee, parents can be summoned to truancy court if their child has accumulated five or more unexcused absences. I don't agree with that. Five in a whole school year?
Well, unexcused. That means they don't show up with no notice from their parent.
But, Sam, now they're saying no doctor's notes. Strep throat alone is going to be 2 days.
Easily.
But there were kids when I was in high school that would miss 30, 40 days a year. There's only 180 school days.
Can I state the obvious? And maybe it's not the obvious. Maybe it's just what I think is the obvious. What do we care if a kid goes to school or not?
Because it's in the best interest of an educated society that we have children in school.
I don't disagree with you on that. But if a kid is in school and they don't want to be there, are they really getting educated in the first place? And the answer is no. Why do we force people to go to school? And we even have crimes, truancy. If you don't go to school, we're going to send you to juvenile court. We're going to make you show up on Saturdays a la Breakfast Club. If you don't want to be in school, why do we force people to be in school? Do you think they're really learning?
Because they're too young to understand the long-term consequences, even in fifth or sixth grade, of not knowing how to read.
But where are they learning
that? We talked about this
that.
Last week.
They're learning that at home from parents who just don't care.
Listen to the superintendent. We are going to take control of the attendance of our students.
The only reason they want those students in that school
is funding.
So they can get the
it's
money
funding.
From the state.
He says you can bring all the doctor's notes in you want. It will still be unexcused.
I don't understand why we force kids to sit in a place they don't want to be in. I understand your point.
Because no kid would go. We're already so dumb, Scott. We don't need the problem any worse.
Dana, I would have gone because I feared my parents. I didn't. Let me rephrase that. I didn't fear my parents. I feared disappointing my parents. Now, granted, I've got a lifetime of doing that, but I feared it.
If the argument that you were trying to make was that we need to restructure how we handle school, I'm there for it. But the way that it's structured right now, and in my personal opinion, a lot of it is time wasting. It just is. There are certain subjects that we don't need to deep dive into to like be able to function in society.
Like what?
I don't have any off the top of my mind at this moment, but there were times.
Is it because you didn't go to class?
I didn't. I may have skipped a class or two. So if that's the conversation, then I agree with you there. But the way we have it structured at the moment, kids will just flat out not go, and parents will pull them out. I knew a girl who would get a text at like 11:15 every Tuesday from her mom, hey, let's go get our nails done. And then her mom would call the office, and she would leave my government class in the middle of it, a class that you need.
See, now I'm going to disagree with you, though, Sam.
And go get her nails done.
In this regard, in high school, I don't think there's a lot of classes other than home ec, okay, that are a waste of a student's time. Are there classes I think they should add? Yes. Are there classes other than maybe home ec?
I don't think home ec is necessarily a waste. They call it now something else, FACS, F-A-C-S. It's like, what's the F stand for, Sam? I don't know. One is automotive. One, you know, it's like life skills. They call it life skills class.
When I'm talking about home ec, when I took home ec.
Yeah, they don't have that anymore.
In Lansing, we learned how to cook and how to sew.
We learned how to sew a pillow. Let me tell you how that's.
I did sew a pillow. That is correct.
Made me a better seamstress than no one ever.
So we could get rid of that
class. But if you want a class where, like FACS, where they teach you how to balance checkbook.
Agreed.
Change a tire.
Okay.
Know your way around a kitchen. Like, I think those are, what does APR mean? Like, all of those life skills.
Why is it important when you start a career to get into the 401k at work? Why does that matter?
The district's, this is a district, not a high school.
I understand.
The district's policy adds, they will make an exemption, the school principal, in limited circumstances, including a death in the family.
Oh, thanks.
Religious observance, court summons, school-endorsed or military activities, or, quote, circumstances out of the student's control.
Well, that's pretty vague.
Now, all of a sudden, I don't have a tummy ache. My mom's car broke down. That's out of my control.
Right. Or I used to be Buddhist. Now I'm Christian because there's a holiday coming up on Friday. And next week, I'm going to be Muslim. And then the week after that, I'm going to be Jewish because we're going to get all these holidays.
Don't you think the kids that are most likely to skip are just going to find a way around this?
Yes.
If it was a doctor's note before.
That's my point. But that's the original point that I was trying to make. If kids don't want to learn, right, they're the benders of your high school. And I don't mean Nick Bender at Channel 9. I mean Bender on Breakfast Club.
Without lamps, there'd be no light.
I understand. Screws fall out all the time. It's an imperfect world.
What was that noise?
Can you describe the noise, sir? We are so dumb.
There goes the show.
We are so dumb. The benders of the world don't care. You can't force someone to learn. They'll flunk themselves out.
But for example, I had finished all of my credits before my senior year in high school.
Yep.
And I had to be in that classroom for a certain number of hours a day.
I completely disagree with that.
I took four gym classes because I didn't want to go take some other stupid class that I actually had to try in.
I just went to the
gym four times a day.
I said if COVID taught us anything, these kids do not need to be in those classrooms 8 hours a day. They don't. My kids, the same thing. By the time they got around to their senior year, they had to take English and then just some filler stuff just cuz. But they had the credits to graduate.
Now, if you want to make the argument, I know we got to get to break. If you want to make the argument where we have people attend classes that they don't need to attend for the betterment of their adult life, let's talk about college, university. Why did I have to take Eastern civilization? Of course it's money. Why did I have to take Eastern civilization? Why did you have to take French?
Money.
How many times have you used what you learned in French class? Oh, wait, you forgot it all.
Never.
Right.
Never.
Why did I have to take an English class on Moby Dick?
Money.
Exactly. Because I have to get to 128 credit hours when I don't really need to know anything about Moby Dick or Eastern civilization.
Oh, I mean, I said it last week. I think I had maybe 8 classes where I learned something in college.
Mine were they all started with the word journalism.
Yeah.
913-586-7798.
Ballroom dancing was pretty good.
You took ballroom dancing.
No, but if I did, I'd be one hell of a ballroom dancer.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through August 31st, so a month, as part of Major League Baseball's investigation into sports gambling.
Oh, no.
Yep, he is the second Guardians pitcher to be caught up in the inquiry.
Oh, yeah.
Guardians right-hander Luis Ortiz remains on paid leave after originally being placed there on July 3rd. After unusual gambling activity on two pitches that he threw for balls.
Oh.
Ortiz's leave was later extended to August 31st as well.
So the very first pitch of the game, they saw unusual activity, read that, thousands and thousands of dollars bet that his first pitch would be a ball. What was his first pitch?
A ball.
Yep.
How do they know?
So there's a company called, I have never heard of this company before, until I read this story from ESPN, IC360.
Okay.
They are a firm that monitors betting markets for abnormalities.
Okay.
Sports books and gambling operators were alerted after a spike in action. Now, this is Ortiz, not Clase.
Right.
Clase is the most recent one to be placed on leave for the next month. So it says here they saw a spike in action on Ortiz's first pitch, as Sam was mentioning, in the bottom of the second inning against the Seattle Mariners on June 15th, and in the top of the third inning against the St. Louis Cardinals on June 27th. In both cases, unusual amounts of money were wagered on these specific pitches, being a ball or a hit batsman, from betting accounts in New York, New Jersey, and Ohio.
So you can bet in real time during the game. The bets will pop up and, you know, say it's the bottom of the second, okay, what's the first pitch going to be in the third? And so they can track, okay, typically we get $50,000 in bets on the first pitch of the third inning.
Right.
Well, now we've got $750,000 in bets, and they're all
saying that would be an abnormality.
When you say they're monitoring the action, you don't mean the action on the field. You mean the money. What is happening with the money?
Correct.
And there was an unusual spike.
Right. And so Sam's point is exactly right. You know, they know, these firms know, okay, beginning of the third, you know, the visiting pitcher, we get about 50 grand bet on that on a good night. Well, all of a sudden, we got $650,000 being placed on one pitch.
Isn't that always how you're caught? It's not because you're greedy. It's because you get too greedy.
Yeah. Well, and who's placing these bets? You know, it's clearly not me.
And that's where the question
I'm on the field.
Comes in.
Okay, so Sam, what do you think? Do they know?
That's part of the investigation. That's what they're trying to figure out. Was it, you know, $550,000 bets?
Right.
Was it three $250,000 bets?
Is somebody placing a bet on his behalf?
Is it possible it's a statistical anomaly?
Yes, of course it is.
Well,
highly unlikely.
I mean, a lot of,
highly unlikely.
The fact that it would be a statistical anomaly is in and of itself a statistical anomaly.
All right, we have to talk about the NFL just for a little bit.
Why can't you just be normal greedy and say, I'm going to bet 10 grand, then I'm going to throw a ball, and I'm going to throw a ball, I'm going to make 10 grand in one day.
So they're looking to see if anybody made any particularly large bets. Do they have any connections in any way back to the pitcher?
Right, like a brother-in-law who's about to lose his house. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just using that as an example.
Was it Porter Jr. that was going back to the locker room?
You talking about the basketball player?
Yeah, I don't want to say too much with the name tied to it
before
we get that confirmed.
Up real quick.
But there was a basketball player who was convicted of this, who was going back to the locker room and saying, I'm going to fake my injury. I won't be in the rest of the game. And then his buddies were betting on his behalf, saying that he was going to get the under on a certain point spread.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You go with the under on that one.
Hang on.
Also, Porter Jr. was a local guy, so I don't want to.
It sounds familiar, but
somebody was convicted of it.
Isn't that also the great documentary, one of the 30 for 30s, about the referee that got in trouble? The NBA referee who
That's
got in trouble. And then once the mob heard he was doing it, then the mob got involved and they were like, we want in on this. We want to know which player is injured that nobody else knows about right before the game, or which coach hates the other coach. You know what I'm saying? Or which coach is playing tonight that doesn't get along with one of the referees.
Pardon me. It was Jonte Porter.
Jonte Porter.
Okay. Michael Porter Jr. did nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. I'm so sorry.
Did he go to jail for that, Sam? Jonte Porter? Do you know? Like, what is that? Is it?
Is that his brother?
Yeah, they're brothers.
Oh.
What is the charge?
Sorry, Michael, I didn't mean to. Sorry. You did nothing wrong. I love you. You're local. You went to Mizzou. You're an awesome guy.
Well-rounded citizen.
Super good guy.
We love you. 14th overall pick.
I cannot see if
Look it up and tell me at some point if he ended up like legally in hot water over that. And then we've got to talk about the NFL because this has blown up in the selling of the Super Bowl tickets.
Oh,
that some players get an allotment, you guys. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was the Eagles and the Chiefs. I have heard that the shenanigans, I read somewhere that they think it's the Eagles. And I don't know which players.
The Eagles?
Every player on that active roster or whatever.
Yeah, they would get an allotment
They get an allotment.
And friends, yeah.
And what they are saying is that several stars are going to face something. Like, I don't know what the punishment is going to be. Are they going to miss playing time? Like, whatever. Because they are saying some of the players, employees, coaches, and club staff sold their tickets to, quote, a small number of bundlers. Meaning, let's say you get 10 tickets, Scott.
Okay. Which would probably be the average.
Maybe you keep two and you let your mom and dad go to the Super Bowl. Maybe you're like a third string guy, right? You don't have a lot of money. You bundle the rest of them, Scott, and you sell them. Some of those tickets were going, my God, for 50 grand.
$7,000, $8,000, $10,000. Yeah, easily.
The average price in the weeks leading up to that game were $8,076. So for any of you thinking, like, why would anyone do this? Why would you risk your career? They weren't all players. I think some were. Some of it was front office staff. Some of it was maybe the far, far, far down assistant coach. You know, I got 10. I'm not going to use all 10. Why don't I sell them?
Is the problem with selling them or selling them above face value?
Selling them above face value. According to ESPN, guilty players face a possible fine and suspension if they refuse to pay the fine. They will also lose their right to their allotted tickets to the next two Super Bowls. Well, okay, but not all players get tickets to the Super Bowl.
I believe all players get first right of refusal in the league.
For the two teams, right?
If you're in the league, you get a chance to buy them at face value.
They would want other superstars to be in attendance.
No players, coach, or team who violated the policy were named, but some people have already shelled out to avoid missing playing time. Whatever the fine was. Some people have already paid the fine to say, look, I'm guilty. Didn't know. Won't happen again.
You didn't know that?
I find that hard to believe.
Selling tickets above face value was going to be frowned upon. Yeah, it's called against the law.
By the way, Jonte Porter, Jonte, is expected to get 41 to 51 months in prison. He pleaded guilty to wire fraud because that's what that is.
Yeah.
He could get up to 20 years, though, but he's expected to get 41 to 51 months in prison.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But you can't give the guy 20 years.
He pleaded guilty in January.
And what did he do? He went into the locker room and texted some friends, I'm injured. I could play. But I'm not going to.
That was one example. There were multiple different examples. But one example was he went back into the locker room with an injury and he said, I could go back in, bet the under on points. You know, I'll tell him I'm a maybe, but I'm not going back in. Because as long as there's a chance that he could go back in, the bet stays live throughout the game. If he is injured out of the game, bet no longer stands.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Apparently it was her birthday, and some of the crew were singing her happy birthday on stage. Mm-hmm. And her dress fell off.
Her dress fell off.
Lopez returned to the stage in a shimmering gold stage bikini top and briefs.
Aww.
With a tasseled skirt belt that she and a dancer tried to secure. As she thanked the crowd for the birthday celebration, the skirt fell off. She eventually embraced the new look, exclaiming to the audience, I'm out here in my underwear. She went on to say, I'm glad that they reinforced that costume, and I'm glad I had my underpants on. I don't usually wear underwear.
Oh, good to know. Good to know, J-Lo.
Oh, yeah, it just falls off right there on the stage.
Yeah.
Yes, I did look it up.
I did not, but if anyone can rock the I'm just in my underwear look, it is that woman.
Did you hear about this Southwest flight that descended 475 feet very rapidly?
Oh, God.
To avoid a Hawker Hunter aircraft. I'm not familiar with what that is.
I'm sure it's not something with which you want to collide.
Oh, J-Lo was already, like, half naked. What? Okay, sorry.
Focus.
Get back in the game.
4,000 feet, did you say?
No, 475 feet.
475 feet like that, though.
So
it went boom.
A Hawker Hunter is it looks like a military aircraft.
Okay.
Yes, it is a fighter jet.
Transonic British jet-powered fighter aircraft.
Was anyone not wearing their seatbelt and then flew straight up like popcorn?
Two stewardesses.
I knew it.
They were injured. Had to be taken to the hospital.
Like, you could seriously get hurt when that happens.
So about 6 minutes after Southwest Flight 1496 took off from Hollywood Burbank Airport in Los Angeles County, it abruptly descended from 14,100 feet to 13,625 feet very quickly. One passenger said it felt like a, quote, significant drop. The pilot announced that he had performed the maneuver, quote, to avoid a mid-air collision. What
is happening? Yes.
Hi, I'm your favorite student in the front row.
Yes.
Professors, what is going on with military aircraft, because we had the situation in North Dakota last week.
Yeah.
We obviously had the situation in D.C. back in January. Why is military aircraft either not informing the tower, or the towers aren't informing passenger jets, hey, there's a military aircraft in your vicinity?
I think we saw this with the horrifying, deadly crash in D.C. at Reagan. The systems don't talk to one another, right?
Should they not?
I think most people in the flying public would hope that they would.
Does a military aircraft not have radar inside of it on its dash where you see that there is a very large item right in front of you? I'm asking not hypothetical.
You're actually
asking.
Out of
ignorance.
Yeah, I'm asking out of ignorance. I mean,
I don't know.
Does no one have a radar anymore?
I would assume they would, but there's also a chance they run on different frequencies. I don't know how radar works. I'm here, not engineering radars.
I know, but if you're in the sky, wouldn't you register on a radar?
I would think so, yeah.
A man from
catch it.
A man from Frisco, Texas is never going to fly again. He has been found guilty, federally charged and found guilty of assaulting a woman on a flight to Salt Lake City from Chicago. 59-year-old Bobby Sutherland McLean.
Ooh, Bobby Sutherland.
30,000 feet up. Started making lewd comments and then sexually assaulted a woman, quote, multiple times. He has not been sentenced yet, but he is going bye-bye.
Good. That is D-U-M dumb. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. News coming your way in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.